Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, he's the Tom Edison of sports technology in the world. We present Jack Marucci. Jack, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Yes, sir. How are we doing today?
We're doing great. Jack, I want to ask you right off the bat because, man, seeing what you've done throughout the years, it's not like you rolled out of bed one morning and said, hey, this is what I'm going to do. So tell us about your upbringing. And I think that had a lot to do with your vision on sports technology and different things that you tinkered with throughout the years.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, because we look at even backgrounds of players when we start, you know, when you recruit these guys, what are their demographics? What are areas that they're from? And I think there is a translation on a lot of these guys. I'm, you know, nothing's 100%. But, you know, my background, we came up through a coal mining town in western Pennsylvania, you know, your typical blue-collar family that, you know, a lot of immigrants where we grew up. So most of the people that came over to this country where we were from, I guess they were a little bit more curious. You know, they had a little bit more of that DNA. They weren't afraid to, you know, leave. My mom was from Spain. Our other side was from Italy. My grandfather came over. He was 15, then he got deported because you had to be 16. And, you know, it's funny to see all these things on these Ellis Island reports. There's a big stamp, got deported. You know, but, I think it is in a little bit of your DNA. So, you know, so we grew up in a very, you know, blue-collar area, a lot like Louisiana. And it's very similar. And that's why I could always relate to a lot of the situations here. And you know, I think it does build a little bit more resilience in things that you're going to try. I think if you look at, again, I'm comparing Louisiana and where we grew up in Western PA. Go look at the population that came out of there, even from, you know, actors, singers, people that came up with, you know, different inventions. I mean, my little hometown of Uniontown, that's where the Big Mac started. At the time, they could create any sandwich they wanted to. They gave the franchise the flexibility to make any type of sandwich. So that's where the Big Mac started, because they were experiment with different ways to make these sandwiches. And so I think it's just Gene Steratore is from our area, the official that you hear. I mean, we're not from a big area, but it's crazy the population that you see that have come out of those those small areas. And I say this about a lot of Louisiana. I was talking to Alfred Blue, who's a running back for us, and he's from a small town, I think 3,000-4,000. At one time, they had three or four active football, NFL football players. And that is just unheard of. Now, sometimes I think we take it for granted, but I think, it's the upbringing that they have, because he says, you know, we're from these close-knit areas where everybody knows you, and you're held in check also. So you're going to have discipline, because the policemen know your parents know the teachers know the policemen. So, and I think that's what's kind of neat about that. That's what we kind of saw when you talk to the Navy SEALs. They say a lot of these people that come out as a Navy SEAL are from these type of areas. They don't go out recruited. That's who comes out at the wash. So you have to be a little bit more, I think, resourceful. I think, you know, when you come up through these environments. So, you know, I'm thankful. I went back and talked to our baseball team. They asked me to come back, and it's a very impoverished area, because a lot of the coal mining's out, and all the steel mills and everything is kind of gone, and you're left with some situations that aren't the best condition. So, but I told them, I said, look, embrace it. When you get out of high school, when you have an opportunity to go somewhere, you're going to have, you know, you're going to respect the areas you're from. You're going to respect from being from these blue collar areas. Again, I always talk about resiliency, and they'll have a little bit more, you know, tolerance. So, you know, then as I came up and grew, you know, we had a restaurant, and, you know, we all kind of worked around the restaurant from the family side, and my dad was always coming up with ideas, and I think we always were looking for the next, you know, thing. And we weren't afraid to try it. I think that's the thing. You know, we weren't afraid to have failure. So then I think you just apply a common sense trait to it. I mean, why don't we look at this, or why don't we? And so I think that's what helped me a lot in the football part. I came up as an athletic trainer where you are interacting with all the players, and you get a relationship with the player, and you understand them. But if you communicate with them, we're sharing ideas. Why don't we look at this? What will make you a better player? What will make you, you know, see the field better? Or so that's where my brain started working. But also, I realized, you know, being so fortunate, seeing four, you know, national championship teams with four different coaches. One of those were at Florida State with Coach Bowden. That was the Warwick Dunn team and Charlie Ward. I also noticed the type of player we had. Yes, we had talent, but I was always big in the traits. And I start observing that these kids that were our championship teams, they were the better people, the higher character. So that's where we started to say, okay, let's start looking at these championship teams. Let's see what the marks that they have of these traits. And it led to another thing. I wanted to know how they processed the game. And that's where this S2 Cognition came in, where the company came in, and we helped kind of launch them. And that allowed us to really identify how these guys see the game. It doesn't have anything to do with a book smart, as we would call it. It's how quick you can make decisions, how quick you can scan the field. Do you understand if then – you know, situations, do you get distracted? Can you improvise? And so these were things that I knew if we could identify that would allow us to start narrowing the scope on identifying players. And so we start looking at all these traits, but again, it took us to the next level. And that's where the VR piece really came in, because it only made sense that why can't we train somebody? We have this technology that's starting to, you know, develop along with the AI. So let's see if we can take the pressure off of a player that doesn't have to take all these physical reps, because we understand the separator is the cognition piece. And if you have that, and we can build that, which we, you know, did with Jaden Daniels, and it allowed him to grow. But I will say this, you're only as good as the people around you. I've been very fortunate to have a great, you know, group. I work right now with Mario Macaluso, we work, you know, side by side on this, but it also takes the coaches to buy in. It takes good coaching. So look, all the things that we do, it doesn't mean somebody's going to turn into Jaden Daniels. He had good work ethic, and he bought into what we were trying to do. He bought in what the coaches were going to do. So I think that's the other thing. You have to have a system. And I've been very fortunate that people, you know, would take this information that we're able to identify to assist a player or technology, and it allowed us all to grow. So I think, you know, holistically, I think that's where the things starting to click. I always believe it has a 1% chance to change something. Well, let's look at it. Why don't we? And that's why we have the reputation that LSU has a really forward-thinking piece. And I got contacted last year. One of the coaches says, hey, Coach Belichick wants to come down here and look at this stuff. And he's coming down, I think, for the Manning camp. And I didn't know Coach Belichick at all. And so he came down. This was right before the season. And he came in and he started looking at all this stuff. And he was just thoroughly impressed with it because, you know, we were talking, and he's from the area where there's MIT and Harvard, and, you know, of course he's tapped into all that, but there was like a disconnect. The folks just couldn't connect. They couldn't present the data. They just didn't have, they didn't understand the game. So what he said to us, he goes, what you guys have done here at LSU makes a lot of sense. It's easy to follow. It really has really gives us a solid foundation on what we're looking for in data. He loved the VR. They said they tried to build out with Raytheon, the big military supplier. Him and he came down with Matt Patricia, one of his colleagues, and they said they tried to do this, and they weren't able to do it. So he actually has the technology now. He asked us to help him kind of set it up over at North Carolina, and I told him, as long as you're not an SEC team, we're good to go.
Pretty good, Jack.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Jack, yeah, you guys told me this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but you always talked about a dominant eye. You know, everybody's right. Got a dominant right. eye. And so, yeah. Man, I'm at a camp one day, and I'm talking to Justin Jefferson, and we talking about different things, and he say, hey, I'm one of the few guys, I don't have a dominant eye. I said, what you mean? He said, I can see it. Out of both eyes the same. I was like, come on, Jeff. He's like, no. He said, when you talk to Marucci, he said, ask him if that's not true.
So it's funny. He came back this season, and he came up to me. He goes, I know I have people call you because I said, well, we'll call him because he goes, I didn't know those things about me until you start telling me that. And he goes, I didn't know how I could process and so he had all these traits, but he's the only player I saw. So we run guys in routes. We have a wearable. And what it does, it locks onto your pupils. So we can see the stimulation. So it's very objective. It's not like it's something that's made up. So we actually run you into the the routes that are the most common that we run. We run them at both directions. So you may have a right eye lead route. So if you're from the left side, then you may have a left. I'm sorry, if you're on the right side, you'd have a left eye lead route. So you're breaking in. So your left eye. If you're on the other side, the left side. On the left side. I'm getting mixed up. Your right eye would be the lead looking inward. So if you run a slant, for example. So again, I'll say it again. If you're on the right side breaking in, that's your left eye lead side. If you're on the left side, that's your right eye lead side. So, and if some people just think about it, which way you'd want to catch it, they probably almost could tell you. But we want to make it objective. So we do test you. This will be right after spring ball. We'll start testing these guys because we want to put these guys in routes, especially the money route. We know that they're going to see it the best. And I think that's the caveat in making this thing work. So, but if we need to do a head adjustment where we can lower the drop rate to bring the other eye around, that's something we would do. But Justin Jefferson, he was the only player. He's right that I've seen switch eye dominance. You know, as the ball's coming in. Now Justin also had he has character and he has high-end processing, so he has these tools that it was an easy to say, if you like his talent, he's definitely going to be a high-end player.
Because sometimes, Justin, he wanted to kind of yank my chain a little bit, but yeah. But on this part, he was right. Jack, listen, thanks so much for joining us. Man, we want to get you back, certainly talk about other things that you're doing, but and I mean this, you are the Thomas Edison of sports technology, brother.
I don't know about all that, but I appreciate
you
it.
Got thanks, it, baby.
So much.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Jack. Jack Marucci does an unbelievable job, and man, talk about cutting edge of sports technology. Jack Marucci does that in Baton Rouge. Just an unbelievable, talented gentleman there, and helping the LSU sports department as a whole.